Okay. Hello, can you hear me over the music? Wait. Can you hear me better over the music? Can you even hear the music? That's what I'm gonna try and find out now. Okay. Wait, here we are. I guess you can kind of hear the music, right? I'm gonna raise it. No, that's maybe, I don't know. I didn't know this game had like an intro cinematic with this song. So I only like know this song from playing Dance Dance Revolution, which I'm gonna start doing again. It's been 2 years since the last episode of Silent Hill. Let's play Silent Hill 3. Give me a sec while I like watch this opening cutscene to completion. It really goes on for the entire song. That's pretty long. It's like 3 minutes or something. And it's just like cutscene pieces from, oh god, from like the video game. A lot of things have happened since last episode. Nobody in the world listened to the first Silent Hill 3 episode, which was like episode 17 of this podcast, from like December 2020, and then listens to this episode now and hasn't listened to anything in between. So, oh god, what's with the yawning? Silent Hill 3, it's a video game. I played it, I recorded me playing it a little bit, and now I am again. I'm gonna load the last save that I can find on this memory card. I'm currently checking the memory card. There's two saves, Mental Clinic, playtime of like 2 hours, and Platform, playtime of like an hour 15, 16. The Mental Clinic save is from the 26th of December, and the other one is from the 9th of December. I don't know if I've played like the game since recording the last episode, or like which of these dates corresponds with me recording the first episode. Both of the saves are at, oh god, I'm yawning again, what the fuck. Maybe I should have a coffee and then keep recording. Fuck. Give me a second. I'm gonna pause the recording and make a coffee, for fuck's sake. Okay. Here we are. I brought a coffee. Okay. Story time. While I'm having this coffee, let me not immediately jump into the video game. Let me just give you, like, the quickest of updates. I'm in a different place from where I was when I recorded. Yeah, like, to get the full enjoyment out of this episode, listen to the first Silent Hill episode again, if you have listened to it already, or listen to it just like for the first time. It's like episode 17 of this podcast. And then listen to this now. I think, like, I'm gonna do that. And I think that's like the full experience regarding this particular Let's Play. I'm gonna record the next episode of this, not in a month from now, but like maybe 2 months from now, maybe like 6-7 weeks, something like that, because I'm gonna have a voice surgery in like a month. And I think I remember, I definitely like thought about voice stuff when recording the first episode 2 years ago. I don't know if I talked about it or if I just thought about it. It was definitely like on my mind. And now I'm gonna have a surgery in a month, and like I haven't listened to the first episode like before doing this recording, but I'm pretty sure my voice is gonna sound different from how it's sounding now. And then I want to record, you know, the next episode after having that surgery. And then I want to, like, listen to, okay, how does my voice sound in the first episode, in the second, and in the third? That's, like, what this Let's Play is about for me, I guess. Like, what my voice sounds like. But in terms of, like, update, I'm not in the same place that I was when I recorded the first episode. I'm in a different part of town. I'm not playing the same copy. Like, I'm playing on a different copy of the video game. I just got this in the mail yesterday. I was playing on my... well, technically still a wife's copy the last time I recorded, and now I'm playing on my own copy. I also ordered a copy of Final Fantasy VIII. I also had a Let's Play of that going, playing on a copy of my technically still wife's. I lost track of that sentence. I was also playing on a copy of Final Fantasy VIII that was belonging to my technically still wife. Now I have my own Final Fantasy VIII copy, my own Silent Hill 3 copy, and I have my own Silent Hill 2 Director's Cut copy. So I might play that as well. And now I'm sitting here, drinking coffee, recording this second episode. Sorry for maybe having gotten a little real there. Apart from that, I'm fine. I had like 2 surgeries since last episode. Gonna have the next one in a month. Gonna have another one in January, and then maybe another one in March. And possibly, maybe I'm gonna be done having surgeries after that one, but I'm not quite sure. Maybe I'm not. But I'm doing okay. I have a crazy, like, running schedule currently. I'm not sure if I was already running regularly 2 years ago. Actually, I might not have been. And I stopped, like, in between because of, you know, having had 2 surgeries and stuff. Currently, I'm, like, on a crazy running schedule of, like, not running for a day and then doing, like, 3 laps of a, 3-kilometer course on the second day. Then not running for a day again, and then having that again. And then ordering pizza in between and whatever. Anyway, let's just get started and load this. The last thing I remember was a, like, worm monster killing us. In some, like, that was, like, living in some toxic sludge or something. And I'm pretty sure I have played in between, like, that memory and knowing that I've recorded that. Okay, we're starting in pitch black darkness, looking at a piece of paper on the wall that has, like, this red circular rune on it that is, like, on the CD of the video game. Sorry for breaking your immersion there. And, like, that's, like, the thing, the save point. Basically, that's the save point. Looking around, like, with our flashlight in this pitch black room, there's a rusted brown door. But basically in a square of a room. One side has this rune, one side has a brown door, the next side has a brown door, and then one side of this room is where the camera was, but if we whip around the camera, there's more stuff here. There's like a brownish lamp shade on a lamp. There's like a little... Now it's not a square anymore, you know? Now it gets like hard to describe. Okay, there's stuff we can look at. Heather thinks, I don't know what kind of plant this is, but it's withering away. Poor thing. Oh, we have a gun in hand. What else is there? There's a, like, a ladder on the table here. And she says, oh, there's something here. And then we get a fade to black. And actually, it's a fade to close-up of a ladder that says, find the holy one. Full stop. Kill her? Question mark. And then there's a picture of us. And we're saying, that's me. Who could have taken this photo? That's really creepy. Okay. Let's try and look at the map or something. We can pause the game. We can bring up the inventory. There's items. We have items. I'm not going to list them all right now. I want to get to the map. It's a little quiet, isn't it? Okay, we're at Hilltop Center. We have a map of 1F, 2F, 3F, 4F, 5F, 6F. Fuck me. This is a lot to play. And the only thing that's like marked, like if in Silent Hill, if you're progressing, right, your character automatically like marks stuff on the map in red. I can't possibly describe this map because it's like a maze of a thing. We're at 2F though. There's elevators and there's a red, like the only thing that's marked is the door we looked at where I stopped describing things. There was another door. So this room has three doors, two of which were the ones that I did describe in close vicinity to the save point. These have not been checked yet. One of those doors is leading it to another like cube square of a room. And then the other door is leading into a rectangle of a room that has two doors, one leading obviously into the square that I described that this door is like connected to, and the other door is leading to the other square of a room that I just described. And then there's like more stuff marked on the map, but it's really not a lot of stuff. Okay. I'm gonna try and go through the door that leads to this room that's like a rectangle and not a square, okay? It opens. We transition to that room and we get a cutscene. Oh wow. There's a dude. It's a dude in a vest and with glasses. And like a he's talking.
That's what you're called now, isn't it?
We see Heather.
Who are you?
The name's Vincent. Don't forget it, okay?
Okay, Vincent's sitting there, talking to us. We're standing there.
You say, but how do I know you're not with her?
Her? You mean Claudia?
I'll just let him talk.
Please don't lump me together with her.
Mm.
She was totally brainwashed by that crazy old hag.
He got up. He's kind of agitated, gesturing.
I guess crazy old hag is a bit harsh. She is your mother.
Jeez.
Sorry. I apologize. Please, calm down.
How do you know my father anyway?
I know everything.
Have you seen her father ever?
I know about your past, too.
Then tell me what's going on.
You don't know even that?
That's why I'm asking. If you know everything, then tell me how I can put an end to this.
Not yet. Why not enjoy yourself a bit longer?
Enjoy? I feel like I'm going crazy. Doesn't this place get to you at all?
Oh, it gets to me, all right. I find it most fascinating. Wait! I'm not finished talking.
I knew you were on your side.
We're like leaving, turning back to him. And we're fading to black and just leaving, I guess. Turning down the volume again because I don't want to get like super scared. I think we're in the other room now that this room connected to. Let me check the map. Yes, we are. We're in the other square of a room, which is actually the only square of a room that's around. The one we were in originally isn't much of a square, it's more like an L. Anyway, we found Oxydol. I guess it's just like a... We found Health Ring, we found First Aid Kit, we found another First Aid Kit. What is up with all of this healing? Let's check the inventory now. We have 6 health drinks, 11 beef jerky, 18 shotgun shells. We have a shotgun? 66 handgun bullets, 3 ampoules. The description for those is, this is the stuff. It'll wipe out all the pain and help recover my strength. We got 6 first aid kits, and that's it. What about that Oxydol? Items. Oxydol. You use this to disinfect cuts and stuff. It foams when you put it on. We got a silencer. Put it on a handgun or submachine gun to muffle the blasts. Got a flashlight. Got a radio. A house key. It's my front door key, it says. Got a pendant. That gave me this pendant on my birthday. It's one of my treasured belongings. And then we got weapons. Handgun. Knife. Steel pipe. Maul. Katana. Let's equip the katana, I guess. Can we try and like... Yeah, well, just wielding that. Nice. Okay, we can just swing it. What else? There's the medical cabinet in this room that we got all the stuff out of. There's like a coat rack. I don't need these hangers, Heather says. There's a TV in the corner. The TV looks broken. The switch doesn't do anything. As a table, there's a junior high chemistry book here. When you pour diluted hydrogen peroxide onto manganese dioxide, oxygen is produced. Although oxygen will not burn on its own, it will help other things to burn. What? It's probably part of some riddle. I'll use the other door, which is now unlocked, which leads right back to the room that we... Yeah, came out of. I'm gonna try and go into the Vincent room again. Yeah, Heather just says, I don't think I'll go in this room. That weird guy's in there. And that way the developers don't have to, like, make any more cutscenes pertaining to that room. I'm gonna overwrite the save. That's what that sound was. Overwrite that old save. So now we're up to date. And I'm gonna use the only door left to us, which leads like into the bigger complex of this whole thing. Okay, that's scary. I'm just gonna... Okay, there's a door with a broken lock. What about this one? Nice. I didn't really see anything. I just heard that sound and was like, okay, I'm gonna have to get out of this room. Now we're in a different kind of room. Let me look at the map, get my bearings. Okay, we went kind of like into the part of this place that is marked on the map already. There's like one way that I can think of going here, which is like straight into the right. Otherwise we're gonna have to go back into the room with the monsters. Okay. Ah yeah, there's a bathtub in this room. I'm twisting the handle, but nothing's coming out. I remember transitioning into this fucking horror world by means of this bathtub. So this is where this chapter started, I guess. Let me look at the map one more time, just to, like, make sure I'm not missing anything here. Yeah, I guess I'm not. So we're, like, at the top left of 2F. And to proceed, we gotta go to the center where there's like a big area with 2 elevators, all kinds of doors that we haven't checked yet. Oh yeah, I think what happened is I explored this place a bunch and eventually made it to this bathtub. And then the world turned horror. Okay, there's a weird doll in a wheelchair. Oh fuck me, what is this shit? I don't even want to describe this. It's just like creepy fucking terrible stuff. Explored this house complex, whatever it is, and made it to this bathtub. Everything turned horror, and now everything's like unexplored again because we're in horror world, right? So let's go into the terrible monster room and just run and find some other door. Fuck me. How do you run again? Okay. Oh, there's dogs. I hate dogs. No, I don't hate dogs, actually. I'm just kind of afraid of dogs, but it's really getting better, like, lately. Okay, more broken doors. A lot of dogs. Just a lot of dogs ganging up on me. A lot of locked doors, too. Let me try and use that katana a little bit. Okay, that's not really working. Did we die? Am I dead? No. Okay. Run, Heather. Run. Is there any doors here? There's a button. Whatever. Have I just said something about a button? I'm gonna try and go into the menu to see if I'm, like, dead already. No, we're, like, yellow in status. That's okay. There was a door that worked. We're currently looking at a black screen. Like, nothing much to describe here. Okay. We're in... Oh, thank God. We're in the elevator. That's people outside. Throwing away their, like, glass trash. Okay, I guess we gotta operate the elevator controls. Enjoy the ambient, like, glass smashing. I'm gonna go to the first floor. Oh, Jesus, that's a lot of trash, like, all at once. Glass, rather. I'm gonna go to the first floor, because we're on the second. And, you know, there's, like, 3, 4, 5, 6. But I wanna check out the one. You know, go in order, kind of. Yeah. Okay, we're on floor one. Ah, just fucking noises. You know. You know what I'm talking about. Fucking noises. I'm so glad I'm not playing this at night because, oh my god. Fuck that. Just going, like, into rooms, right? Like, if there's ever anything... What the fuck is this? Just, like, a giant water flesh attacking me. What is this? For some reason, the only thing in the fridge is liver. I hope it's not rotten. I got pork liver. Ugh, something's like, ugh! Fuck off. Okay, I got the pork liver. I guess that's what I'm here for, right? So let's just fuck off. Fuck on off out of here. This room is fucked. Okay, my controller is vibrating, telling me I should probably use some healing stuff. So if you haven't noticed, my way to get through this game is kind of to just run everywhere, and then once I'm, like, almost dead, heal again. I'm gonna use the first aid kit, I guess. And then whenever I actually have to kill something, I'm also gonna use a health drink, because that first aid kit only made me be yellow. Once I actually have to fight something, like, I still want to have, like, ammo to shoot it, right? And if I go everywhere trying to kill all of the monsters, I'm A, gonna get hurt, still, B, you waste all my ammo. So I don't think I want to do that. So I think I actually just want to run past all the enemies all the time, because they don't drop shit anyway, as far as I know. Anyway, we're in 1F, I'm checking out the map. We can go back in the elevator, or there's one more, or actually two more doors we can check out. So I'm gonna... And afterwards we're gonna go back up to floor 3, I guess. Quite a bit of loading. It's like a black screen right now, I just went... Oh, I turned off my fucking flashlight, never mind. Okay, checking out this door. Appears to be closed. Oh, is there monsters here too? Going to this side. This one's locked. And now I actually have to look at the map one more time to make sure. Yes, I checked out all the doors except the one which I will check out now. That's the emergency something supplies, which I'm gonna go check out now. Oh, there is a monster here, isn't there? Oh no. Where is it? Oh, I'm afraid. Yeah. Okay, I'm back in the elevator. The monster can't get me in here, I hope. This fucking ambient sound is just terrible. Oh, by the way. Okay, I want to go for like kind of the same length as episode one. So it is. Sounds. No, I went back out. Okay, I didn't. Floor three. To have this like. Floor three is not working, apparently. Floor four? Okay. You know, to have this like be a format. Like, this is the format of Silent Hill 3, and episodes are always like 50 minutes long or something, and it's always like, I don't know. Whatever. Just want to have a little bit of structure in my life, okay? We went out the elevator. I'm glad I talked over that terrible noise, because it sure was scary. But it was less scary because I talked over it. Is there any way we can, yeah, whip the camera around with L2? Holy shit, we almost fell down like a hole. I don't want to have to load and do shit again. That would suck. Because this is an quote-unquote old video game, meaning if we die, we go back to whenever the hell we last saved manually, which might have been never. Or like at the beginning of this fucking episode, obviously. In our case. Anyway, checking out locked doors. Now checking out the map to see if there's anything I might have missed. Because this place is fucking dark. And I can't tell. We checked out all the doors. So, back into the elevator it is. And we're gonna go to floor 5 now. Because 3 just didn't work. Oh well. Yeah, that was a thing across the elevator which we can check out. It says a bulletin board's fallen down here. There's nothing useful written on it. Okay. Going back in. By the way, this is working quite nicely. I got my PlayStation 2 hooked up to my retro scaler times 2, which is then hooked up to this giant HD TV. And it's just like working. I don't have to like play this game over a CRT. Or anything. I can just play it like this. Like, who cares? I don't even know why I originally bought this retro scaler 2 times, but it's working well. Anyway, floor 5. More shitty sounds. Oh, Jesus, more holes. That's kind of. I don't think there's any way to point the light down. Oh, there's. You can sneak? No, what's that button? If you press R1, Heather just kind of like crouches down and like goes right. Oh, it's a strafe. You can strafe. Oh, wow. What? You can ready your weapon with R2, strafe with R1, and then stab with X. So you can actually like combat this shit. Kind of interesting. Okay, there's more holes here. There's a door. It's the lock is broken. This door, broken lock. The floor is like grates, because, you know, scary horror world, this door worked. We went inside a door. There's shit here. I just kind of slashed into thin air, because I can't actually see anything. Okay, we got mauled by something, but it's fine. We're gonna get right back up, run away, look for, like, doors. There's a broken lock. Ah, what's that? That's some creepy fucking shit. There's a... what's happening? I don't know. Something's attacking us. Okay. We managed to get inside a door. I still... Like, I can't tell what's holes and what's floor that we can walk on. That's like a problem. Because everything's so dark, might as well just be floor that's not, you know, being... illuminated. We found a save point. Let's save immediately, just in case. Mental clinic. Do we wish to overwrite? Yes. Gallery. Alright, let's take a peek at that map. So we're now on 5F. We made it out of the... Like, there's always this center part of the floor, which has the two elevators. Oh, we could try and transition from one elevator to the other in this floor, and maybe the other, you know, goes to 3F or something. Anyway, we made it out of that central area to, like, an area surrounding that central area. We ran through that. We missed, like, 4 doors in that surrounding area, which we will have to go back and check. Like, being chased by monsters in a dark fucking place. Anyway, In this save room area, we're like at the top right. We can check out two more doors that lead into like smaller spaces, which eventually like stop in the corner of the room. Oh, there's a big fucking painting here and a bunch of like missing paintings. The picture that we'll see is gone. Now there's just the caption, which Heather will not read. She says the same on this place, and then there's this big painting here. There's a caption under the picture. Flame purifies all. By these remains may a person find the road to paradise. I've seen this picture before. No, wait, I've never seen it, but I do know it somehow. Pictured is like a crowd of people surrounding an like a woman with a white gown and black hair, and behind the woman there's like a big shadow of like a devilish kind of thing. And then there's a halo around the devil or something. Oh, and the woman sure is burning, I guess. She herself isn't burning, but she's surrounded by fire. She looks like she's about to burn. Okay, all the doors leading out of this room are locked, except the one that we came in from. So, going back in, and then I think, well, let me verify. I'm gonna have to run, and then take a right, and run all the way to the end. Take a right, run all the way to the... What? Wait. Huh? Let me check the map again. What happened? Oh. Yeah, I was confused. There's a door behind us as well. We're now in like a little small... kind of in-between area that apparently I like missed to recognize. Okay, now we're gonna move through there. Then we're gonna run, take a right, run again. Okay, run. Take a right, run again. I love how this game starts you off when entering a room full of monsters by pointing the camera at you and the door you came out of. So you're like, okay, yeah, that's me. I can't see where I'm supposed to go. Okay, we're in a room where there's dogs, but they're beyond like a gate. So they can't get to us. So we can just leave this room again. And check out the other door, which also works. Wow. We're still wielding that katana, by the way, but, you know, we're not really using it. We're in a little room. No more cigarettes for me. I quit for good. Aha, same, Heather. Same. She says that while, you know, inspecting the cigarettes on the table. There's like some bullets here or something. I got handgun bullets twice. Nice. Oh, is there something else on the table that I have not... recognize? Yeah, a matchbook. That's probably fucking important. Like you need this to solve a puzzle kind of important. Okay, is that everything in this room? Yes. So now we go out the door, take a left, go straight, and then there's a door straight and to the left. Oh shit, I turned off the light. Okay. There we go. Take a left, go straight, door to the left, door straight. Both are locked. Now we gotta go back to the elevators. I haven't really, looked at where those are. I'm just gonna assume they're like, I don't know. I'm gonna try and take, everything is dark. The door. Yes, the door. This should work. Okay, I think we're in the elevator room. Let's consultate the map, is that what you would say? Maybe. Okay, yeah, we're in the elevator room, so I'm gonna check out the other elevator to see if maybe, you know, it's accessible and works. I pushed a button, but nothing happens. I guess this elevator isn't working. Okay, I'm back into the other one, and this time we're gonna go to floor 6, which is the last one on the list. Six. By the way, Silent Hill 2, there's two versions for PlayStation 2. One is like awesome and, you know, it looks great, has like a... Oh, 6 isn't working. Well. One is like awesome and has like the making of, and like, I don't know, like it's just awesome. But it doesn't have the special episode with like Maria. And then there's this version that I have, which is like the platinum version of Silent Hill 2 Director's Cut. It's got this like stupid silver border which says PlayStation 2, and then inside of that silver border is the original packaging of the game, which also says PlayStation 2. So the actual cover of the game is like super small. But this one has the special episode of Maria. So this one, in terms of the actual game disc that you put in your console, is the version you want to get, because it's, you know, the updated version with more stuff. But the actual packaging is way inferior to the other version. So that kind of sucks that nobody would know which version to get, right? Like, do you want to have the good game, or do you want to have the cool version? I don't know. Okay, let's check the map. I don't know where to go now, because floor 6 isn't working. Oh, she marked a picture on the map. It's interesting. Should we burn it? Should we drown, like, douse it with, like, the shit we got, and then put the matches to it? I mean, the only other option would be to see if we missed any doors. And I guess we missed one on 2F. Yeah, I'm gonna try the picture thing, just like, you know, it would be cool if that worked. And then I'm gonna do the door checking. Okay, so we're gonna go out the door and then left, 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 and that's it. I'll try that. Oh, you gotta, huh? Yeah, you gotta push the door open button to get out here. Oh, Jesus. Holes in the floor. This is the other elevator. Here we go. There's a blue light over this door that's working. I wonder if that's always the case to tell you. Okay, go out the door, left. 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 Straight. There we go. Okay, that was easy. We're back in the painting room. Let's try. And there's like a what do you call that? A bucket in front of the painting. Maybe we can actually like fill that with the shit we have. Let's try. Oxidol, use. What am I supposed to do with this? Well, combine with matches? And then use? No. No, that's not really working. Use the pork liver? No. Use the matches? No. The picture would burn, sure, but a match goes out too quickly. No way. Okay. Isn't there a way to make the flame stronger? Yeah, well, with Oxidol. So combine with pork liver and the matches and then use? What? That works? No way. Heather's, like, putting the Oxidol in the bucket and she has the matches, but what's with the liver? Is that already in the bucket? Why? Okay, the picture's burning. Sure. Fade to black, and there's, I don't know, like a large cupboard behind the painting. Oh, we just straight up like go through that, I guess. Fade to black, and we're on the other side, and there's like a bunch of pictures here of like a mouth laughing. Someone's been hanged. They look dead, all right, Heather says. I can't really make them out, but sure. Oh, and there's some stairs leading down here. Should we save again? Nah. Who cares? There's something on the table here. What are these papers? Heather says. Fade to black. You see a close-up of the papers? It's like a little bit of text and like illustrations. of like a children's book. There's some text. It reads, "The priestess accepted the king's request and went to the village gates. But when she saw the monster, she tried to convince it with words instead of killing it. 'Shut up, you! I'm going to eat you up!' The monster didn't listen to a word the priestess said. But she kept trying to convince the monster to give up. 'It's wrong to eat people, you know?' The monster grew very angry at this and attacked her, killing her with a single mighty blow." Now Heather says, "No beginning and no ending. I really didn't understand that story. It's probably just some pages torn out from the middle of a book." Okay. There's a door. Using it. Now where are we? In fucking Dogland. I'm gonna... Oh god. Look at the map with this kind of sound. Okay. We're in floor 4F. In the area surrounding the center area, so lots of doors to check out. So I'm gonna run and try and hit as many doors as I can. Ah, fucky sounds, fucky sings. Holy shit. Ah, fuck off. Oh my god. Leave me alone. What? Oh, I unlocked this door, I think. Wow. That's unpleasant to listen to. Okay, time to heal, I guess. We were knocked down quite a bit there. Oh, we're only yellow, but still I'm gonna heal. Using... a first aid kit. Now we're blue. Gonna look at the map just to see what the... No, we're not gonna look at the map, apparently. I fucked up anyway. Oh my god, fuck this sound. Oh, it's that sound. Probably just ambience. Oh, right, we unlocked the door from the other side, so we already had access to this area. We're in the elevator area. I'm gonna go back into the fucking asshole terrible room. Getting knocked down immediately, and now we're back to checking out, like, doors in horror land. Okay, this one worked. Jesus. Can I get a break in this room, please? Good, 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 good. There's like a great gate, and behind that there's... Oh, we can just walk on through that. There was a hole in the great gate. There's a bed here. There's something on the bed. Ah! First aid kit. There was a fucking dog under the bed. It's not a dog. It's like a terrible dog... a floor person. I don't know. Let's get out of this fucking room. That was terrible. Bye. Fuck you. Okay, we're back in the super horror room, hallway, whatever, and we made it out. We're loading. Okay, I gotta look at the map now, because I don't want to just, like, be super confused. Okay, we're in the second part of this hallway surrounding the center area, so back to checking out some doors. This lock is broken. I unlocked this door, which doesn't matter because it just leads back to, you know, elevator room. This lock is broken. This lock works. Fuck this sound. Okay, let me just check out the map one more time to make sure I didn't miss any doors in that previous room. I did not hit her. I did not. Okay, very good. So let's check out this room. Looks pretty calm. There's a table with money on it. I got a silver coin. The lamp's shining on some old silver coins I know I've seen before. I got one earlier, so I shouldn't really take any more. I mean, I skipped that last part. Whoops. There are your standard coins and bills over here. Of course, it's not like Money might not come in handy, and it goes without saying that it would be nice to have, but I think I'll pass on it anyway. Okay, Heather, you don't need to tell me why you're not taking the money, you know? It's fine. There's a bunch of tables in this room forming like a semi-maze. Oh, there's a vending machine. Let's use it. Just a plain old vending machine. This one is selling canned drinks. Come to think of it, I am kind of thirsty. I'd feel weird drinking anything sold in a place like this, though. Still, I'm gonna use the coin. Silver coin. It's about the size of a quarter. I get the feeling it's really old. Use. Heather grabs a drink from the vending machine. No way. There's something ringing, jangling inside the can. It's a key. I got a life insurance key. Okay, can we get another coin and do that again? Get more keys? Is that the key vending machine? No. Okay. So I guess that's the purpose of this room. Let's see what that key is about. Life insurance key. I bought this from a vending machine. It looks real enough. Examine. There's a tag on the key that says Elberton Life Insurance. Oh, for the life of me, how the fuck? Let's look at the map. Maybe it says where that might be. Oh yeah, it totally does. It says Monica's Dance Studio, storefront Posables, Primble Eno's Law Firm. That's all 3F. 4F says one-stop imports. 5F has Gallery of Fine Arts, which is where we burned that picture. KMN Auto Parts. 6F has Everwhite Design and Construction, Marl Geological Survey, Waterglass, DD Ad. Two F has Greenridge Mental Health Clinic and Echo Interiors and Floor Fashions, and then 1F has Elberton Life Insurance and Last Drop Cafe. Okay, so we're gonna go to 1F. Was the elevator able to go to 1F? Yeah, that's where we get the liver, right? Yeah. Okay, I want to make sure I know. Yeah, next time that I can go there. So I'm gonna try and go there and try and, you know, go until the next save point, basically. So we're gonna go to 1F. That way, yeah, we just have to go back to the horror room, take a left, go straight, and we're back to the elevators. Left, straight. Take a left, go straight. Take a left. Go straight, elevator room. Chill out music, we're already outside again. I should play like games that are a little more relaxing, maybe. Anyway. Okay, we're in the elevator. Then again, I really do want to have played Silent Hill 3 at some point so I, you know, fucking know the story and shit. I can't believe I'm like 33 and I haven't played through Silent Hill 3 ever. It's a fucking little fly bothering me because it's like flying to my face. Anyway, 1F. Going there now. Okay. Fuck these sounds. Oh my god, what the fuck? This is the next part of that fairy tale I found. No, wrong. This is actually the beginning of that story. Heather picks it up. Get a close-up. Once upon a time, there was a monster living at the gates of a village. By the way, we're reading that in front of like a terrible monster suspended in midair, shaking its head terribly. Anyway, it was a very scary and very bad monster. It would catch people and crunch them up with its big teeth. The villagers were afraid of the monster and no one would dare approach the gates. Everyone was stuck inside the village. When the king heard about this, he summoned his knights. The knights eagerly rode out to defeat the monster. Ha! Take that! Their swords slashed, and their spears flashed, but the monster wouldn't die. The monster tossed the knights into its mouth one by one, horses and all. What was the king to do? He fretted and fussed and paced the floor, but could think of no solution. Soon after, the village priestess came to the castle. She was a very kind and good person. The king asked her to defeat the monster guarding the gates. So the only part missing is the end, I guess, says Heather. But I feel like I've read the story before somewhere. I just can't remember exactly how it ends. Maybe I never did read it through to the end. Ah, what's with the monster? I'm gonna slash at it. It's not working. Is this the monster from that book? If it is, and I don't watch myself, it'll gobble me up in no time. I can't tell where its mouth is, though. Oh god. Okay, let's take a few steps back. But isn't that the life insurance where I need to fucking go? Let's look at the map. No, it's not. Oh, wow. On the map it now says monster? Question mark. Let's turn around, because this is actually not where I need to go. The monster is at the north part of 1F, by the way. I'm gonna go to the life insurance thing. I used the life insurance key. Now we're again in like the hallway area surrounding the center area, this time of 1F. I'm gonna go to the top left of this floor first. Both doors here are locked, so returning. I don't see anything yet, but I sure hear something. This door is broken, lock broken, door isn't broken, otherwise we could just... Oh, what's that sound? Fuck off! Jesus. Hate when it gets loud. Okay, we're in some room, everything's bloody, there's bloody tables. Whoa, I checked out something on a table and it seems to be the end of the story. The king and his people shed tears at the death of the kind priestess. God took pity upon them and, granting their wishes, healed the priestess. The priestess opened her eyes just as she had done every morning of her life. She went once more to the monster's lair. Fool, you wish to die again? No, this time it's your turn. The priestess had come to defeat the monster once and for all. As the priestess was very, very kind, she felt sad about this task, but it had to be done. Swords and spears won't work. Arrows and bullets will just bounce off. You can't kill me. The monster laughed. But the priestess used neither sword nor spear. She chanted but a single spell. Tu fui ego eris. Do you know what happened then? The monster let out a huge cry and then died and vanished. Thus, the villagers were able to use their gates once more. Everyone lavished their gratitude upon the priestess, and they all lived happily ever after. Okay, so now we know the fucking secret spell to kill the monster in 1F. That's it. Did it just die like that? That was weird. There was just a little ooh when she said that. Checking the map again to see. Okay, that's... that's weird. There's like an X in at the end of this hallway where there were two monsters. So can't I go through that just because there were two monsters? Oh no, there's all kinds of debris and shit. Okay, there's a bunch of junk blocking my way, Heather says. So, I'm gonna go back to where that monster was and hope it's not there anymore. Or if it is, that it's... died. The monsters from before are gone, but you never know. Wait. Here we go. I'm gonna go back to the monster. Let's see. Ah, oh, it's so silent. Everything is terrible. Okay, the monster's gone. Is Heather looking at something on the ground here? Yeah, it's the story, isn't it? Yeah. Just walking past it through the door. Whoa, fade to white? Do we do it? We back to normal fucking town? Please. Oh, fuck yeah. We're back in regular world. Oh, I sure like regular world. Let's see. What happens if we try to go back? I think I've had enough of that gross building. I'm going home. Yeah. Thanks, Heather. There's a coffee vending machine. It's a sign for a cafe. Oh, that's the one I was just in. Heather says, yeah, it's not a coffee vending machine. It's a sign for a cafe. I'm sorry. There's some yellow police caution tape or something. Or I guess that's not police tape. My apartment is the other way, Heather says, upon investigating the yellow caution tape. Oh, are we outside? It's so fucking dark. You'd think... Yeah, there's a car here. You'd think we're like in... fucking... inside of a building still. Because it's so dark. It's never that dark outside. Couldn't possibly be. Not in a city, at least. I'm just wandering aimlessly. Trying to find, like, anything. There's a bunch of cars here. It's kind of a road. But it's, like, really dark. Okay, there's a street light here that doesn't do much. Just gonna keep on walking down this road. There's more yellow police tape. The path is blocked. Okay. So what? There's like a closed garage door that like the camera centers on if we go here, which is like right at the end of the road, but nothing's happening. Oh, I don't have anything else to do in the building. I have to get home if we investigate a door. Yeah, okay, Heather, but like, where? Yeah, I don't fucking know. There's a bunch of cars, there's a road that's blocked on like both sides. And then there's like a couple of building entrances that Heather's like, no, I don't want to go back into the building. I think I've had enough of that gross building, I'm going home. Oh yeah, we're right back where we started. Because I can't see shit. Why is this game so incredibly dark? Like, I can see 3 feet in front of my own feet. And all I see right now is like yellow lines on concrete floor. Yeah, yellow police tape on the side. I don't know. Let's look at the map, but I don't think we have a map of this place. Yeah, I don't have a map of this area, so... I tried to check out the cars. We can't... That's a police car. But even still... Why do we have shotgun shells if we don't have a shotgun, by the way? Do we miss a shotgun? No way. Where are we supposed to go? Yeah, I have no idea. Nothing. And the camera is really no fucking help either. And the light and everything. It's like so hard to just walk around this empty street. What's this? There's something on the ground here. Isn't there? No, it's just like black fucking dots. What? Police car again. Is there any way to point the light like forward instead of like straight down? Because it's really irritating. Oh, there's a button. Okay, you can bring up the map by pressing triangle. You don't have to go into the fucking menu all the time like I did all episode. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know what to do. What the fuck? Any clue, Silent Hill? Like, okay, I found a way. There was like, you know, an alleyway that you could go into. But it's so fucking dark that I'm sorry. It was really like impossible to. Ugh, Jesus! Heather just ran in a way that made me like. Real scared for a second. I don't know. She threw her legs in a way to the side that looked like she was a psycho. What's this? Daisy Villa Apartments and a door. And we can enter? Why would we enter a random apartment? Or is that where we live? No way. Okay, we're inside of this apartment complex now. Can we go back out? I wasn't finished checking out that alleyway. Yes, we can. This is like an ominous fucking area. It's so silent and so empty. I'm gonna check out the rest of this dark asshole alleyway. There's a door here. No, it's not a door, it's nothing. Okay, let's leave. We were actually just like at a dead end. So I'm gonna go back inside there. The next save point I find, I'm just gonna save and quit. Because I'm uneasy. This is a scary video game. I had enough for now. I'm in a jumpy mood. I don't know whose stuff this is, but I think I'll leave it alone. It's just a dust shoot, nothing to worry about. Okay. If you say so, Heather. Yeah, there's a couple doors. I'm just gonna check out random doors now. That's not my place. Oh my god, we're actually gonna get home? For real? That's not my place. That's not my place. What is your place, Heather? So we had her apartment key all this time to actually get inside her apartment once we're home. That's usually why you have apartment keys, but you know, this is a video game. I didn't think we'd actually get home. Okay, there's a save point here. What's this doing here? That really pisses me off. It's like having someone spit on your sacred place. Looking at that makes me head hurt. You Irish now? What does it mean? That's what she says about the save point. I'm gonna save, and actually I'm gonna try and get into her apartment. I just wanna see if we get like a cutscene of like relief, because I wanna have some kind of, you know, relief of this tension. But this is my place. Why should I leave the apartment? What? Oh, I guess that was the door to the outside or something. Yeah, I'm just gonna keep going until... I used the house key. There we go. We entered her apartment. Are we gonna get a cutscene now? Please. It's all I want. Yes! Alright. She's stretching. Somebody's sitting in a chair in front of the TV. Dad? She's approaching that, whatever it is. Ugh, it's a dead person. There's blood on the floor. Okay, she's not happy about that. He is, like, kneeling down, putting her hands in the lap of that dead person sitting in that, like, armchair. Obviously crying. And fade to black? Now what? Okay. Oh, it just continues there. She's getting up, looking at the blood trail, going up some weird-ass stairs outside the apartment. Like a fire escape, kind of. Stairwell. Okay, now she's...
You do this?
Huh? Oh, there's a... The person without eyebrows. What the hell?
Why? Revenge for 17 years ago, for one thing. If not for him, our dream would have come true. And then he took you away from us. I'll get you for this! There is another reason.
Heather's raising her gun.
He's the one who killed your father. I merely gave the order. So, what will you do? I'll be waiting where all begins.
Ah, it's a fucking Silent Hill kind of monster. She left. We're left to fight this thing. Okay. Yeah, you know what? Next time. Yeah, I'm gonna just watch that cutscene again or skip it next time and then, you know, start again from there. Turning off the PS2. We're done here. Thank you. Also, I just looked up, like, was Silent Hill 1 and 3 made 17 years apart? And then I had like, okay, Silent Hill 1 was made in 1999. So was Silent Hill 3 released in 2016? And then I thought, probably not. That seems like way more recent than it should probably be. And then it was released in like 2003. So that's just like 4 years apart. So that theory doesn't check out. But Silent Hill 3 is a sequel to Silent Hill 1, like, continuation, fictional chronology-wise, you know. There's two pigeons or something, yeah. Or crows? On the corner of a roof. They're weirding me out. Anyway, we're done here. See you after surgery, I guess, in part 3 of Let's Play Silent Hill 3. With huge chunks of game missing. Bye.